Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey!
Back at it again.
Yeet. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cimarelli Podcast episode.
Whoa!
I was going to say
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Great. Yes. Episode 3.
Trace, for all you who don't speak English.
Entitled. Is that the right word? Entitled. You know when people say that? Is that like an...
Entitled?
Is that an error? Is that an error when they say that? Or is that...
Yes. No, it's real. Entitled.
I feel like
no,
I should ask Sean.
It's real. I really don't trust Kevin.
Right, if you're going to ask someone about grammar...
Okay.
But entitled is like you're entitled to that.
There's two different words.
Okay. Anyway, entitled, cars and parking lots.
Actually, it's cars plus parking lots.
Okay, it's cars and parking lots.
And who came up with that?
You did the plus. It is a song, and we're going to give you a little snippet. So hit it, Bob.
Now I know why he's not answering, but for me, this doesn't change a thing. For me, this doesn't change a thing. I write him songs, but he's not listening. While he erases me, I'm drawing him. I know I'm not
spicy. Spicy little
that's
morsel.
So
my, piping hot.
That's my favorite song from the album. Just saying. I love that song.
Aww. So that's the whole, that's the title, that's the theme of today, Cars and Parking Lots, that song. And it's about, well, I think Lauren made these words up for this. She didn't make the words up. Okay, she made up this description. Looking back on love gone wrong.
Yes.
Seeing love your man spicy. With another.
No, seeing your man's.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like Lauren's.
Seeing
man's.
Your man's.
I didn't say man.
With another.
Lauren never
said man.
With another girl. So some of the topics we're going to go over today are, well, it
love
is
gone wrong.
A little cars related because it has that word.
Yes.
So, you know, driving cars.
Don't.
Something that most people do in their life. They drive a car.
No way.
Relationships, especially when your ex, crush, whatever, likes someone else.
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
But first, we're going to start with our highs and lows.
His and laws.
Whoa, ladies.
His and laws.
No, he's and lose.
Okay, and I think
wait,
we should...
Lisa, pits and peaks. That's what she wants it
oh,
to be
yes.
called.
Hits and misses.
Somebody
wait.
Somebody else had one. Yeah, hits
you
and
win
misses.
Some, you lose some.
Yeah, I don't like those names, so we're doing highs and lows.
Wow.
And I think we'll switch it up, and, you know, we'll let the neediest go first.
Neediest
which
to greediest.
Is
which is the last one.
I am the neediest. And we'll Christina go, is the greediest.
We'll go low to high.
Oh, awkward. All right, well, my high of the week was last night. Because I FaceTimed someone for a long time.
Who?
May or may someone. Not have mentioned in the first episode.
What?
Oh my God.
Sorry. Oh my okay, let's move on. And then the low was Friday night, when I cried about the same person who I FaceTimed.
Oh my God.
Hi.
The saga
typical,
never ends.
Typical.
Typical Danny.
My high was... The release party for our album was this week. That
oh,
was really
yes,
fun.
That was so cool.
But the low was the morning of that same day because I was really annoyed. Mm. And I didn't want to do the party. I didn't want to film anything because I was just really overwhelmed. And I was like,
oh my
I don't
gosh,
want to do
yes.
anything today. But then it ended up being good. So
well, you, Lauren got to a set and I saw her and she was like, I was like, what happened? I was like, hey, Lauren. She's like,
it's overwhelmed.
It's a long
yeah,
day.
I got it. Oh,
short one.
Okay. I started painting with watercolors, which is cool.
Wait, you have to label it as your high or
low.
That
was a good thing.
You sound like
a high.
High. In a good way. In a fun way.
I'm sorry, my brain
you
is not
sound like
prepped because I didn't
character.
Think about this, and now I don't know how to speak.
Pam from Minnesota.
Okay,
I don't know how to speak.
So I started watercolor painting. Oh, a low was that. An unnamed human being
okay.
who is unnamed. Supposedly my friend oh. came into town and ignored me every single solitary second. Solitary second.
Oh. Not a true friend.
Mm. Every single second.
Wait, is this a guy or a girl?
It is a human being.
Oh, okay. They remain I like genderless.
I like the mystery. Yeah.
Lisa.
I also have not prepared. I wanted to say that the high was the release party. Was that dumb if it's the same
no.
as Lauren?
No.
No. It really
no.
was.
The, no
okay,
rules,
you know what?
Okay.
The other high was going on a walk with my dad aww. On Friday morning.
Aww.
The low public. I didn't really have a lot of lows.
That's good. I don't really have problems.
The low was when my check engine light turned on.
Wow. Oh, that was good. Wait, that's kind of similar to mine. Okay, my high was the release party. It was amazing. And my low was, I didn't even realize this was a Cars and Parking Lot themed low, but it is. I discovered, I don't know how, but part of my light is missing, and it appears
what light?
It appears in the, my back light.
Of course,
like, on my
because
car.
You backed into our... Okay, never mind.
And it appears that, okay, I either backed into something or something backed into me.
Or you backed into my trash can again.
But I'm extremely distraught about that.
Why?
Because it looked like a... Ugh, I look like a... I don't noob. Even know what. A noob. Yes.
A driving noob. Okay, my high is the same as theirs. The release party was like the best night. My low is... I got 6 hours of sleep two nights in a row.
Oh, honey.
And that, I'm a woman who needs nine.
Me too.
Every night. So it really, really hit me. And I just, you know, I lost my energy and it was a very big low for me. So it was a great week. That's my low. That's good. That's the main point there. I think we need some spice right now in the form of a spicy question.
Oh, yes.
A spicy advice
question.
Wait, I
thought you were going to totally take the, like, punniness or be like, we need some spice in the form of advice and, like, let it rhyme.
No.
All right. We got something pretty zest.
Ooh, zest.
This is from @Cimarelli's thing. And her question is, there's this boy who I kind of dated, but he has a girlfriend. But he tells me he's so into me and I'm into him.
I have something to say because I have been here.
Everyone will get
here.
I think most
here.
Of us have, but I was here long term, okay? I was in this place for like a year. And I would have to say that it's probably not going to work out the way that you want it to work out. 9 out of 10 times, a guy who has a girlfriend who likes you is not going to leave his girlfriend for you.
You don't want to feel like you have to compete with this other girl.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you should just have someone that gives you their full attention. You deserve that. So don't be in this race. I've always said this. When I meet a boy who has a girlfriend, I literally think he's dead. He does not exist. Like, I doesn't exist to me. No matter how
what
cute, no matter how charming, no matter how flirty.
So the moral of the story is, love yourself.
Yes.
Respect yourself. Do what is best for you and other humans.
You deserve better.
Put the Lord your God above everyone. I feel like I'm saying the commandments now. But yeah, basically what we're saying is think about what's good for you, what's good for him, and what's good for the girlfriend. Because you need to care about people and you need to have good, what's the word?
Values.
Yes, you need to have good values. Okay? Even if it's fun. Even if it's fun to chase after. It's fun to listen to Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
No.
It's true. Okay. Thank you.
That's it?
For your rousing advice.
That was a very interesting thing. They're probably really confused now.
Yeah. Well, we're
you
trying to get
some... They can consider 6 different points
Yeah,
of
we're
you.
Trying to get 6 different points of view here. We're just trying to give you something to chew on with your brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa.
Oh, well, man. Here we go. This actually fits right in with what we were just talking
it's
about.
It's time for Lisa's Corner. A hoot and a holler.
I just did the 20th Century Fox
I don't think
movie
that's how
thing.
It goes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool. That's
we've heard it.
You're very talented.
All right, now, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
On today's Hoot and a Holler, we actually have a little infomercial for you.
Oh, no.
On a product I call Jerk Be Gone. How does this product work?
How does it work?
Jerk Be Gone.
How does it work?
Let's say it's a serum. And you drink it, and drink this serum will save you from jerks and creeps and garbage bags.
Yay!
And here's how it works. Well, here's what it's made out of.
Oh,
it's
no.
called standards and self-respect. And you put that in your soul, okay? And you will not have any more jerk problems, okay? It's Friday night, and he's texting you. Oh, it's 2 in the morning. You should come over. Do you think I'm dumb? You drink this syrup and you go to bed.
Suddenly you become
it's
overweight.
Saturday,
overcome
and somebody's
by tiredness.
Liked your picture, but they have not texted you in
Ew.
2 weeks. You drink this serum and you block them. Okay? And then it's called Shark Be Gone.
Block them.
Disintegrated. So you can order this now for 3 payments of $10,000, and it will arrive.
Plus shipping and handling.
It will probably arrive in 10 years when you wake up.
Oh! 2 7.
Zoom in on my face.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. I was zoomed already.
I need some of that, but I don't have 30 grand.
Oh, you can vlog them and report their Instagram.
Do you get it, though? It comes in a long time, and most people are not able to acquire it.
Wow. I really, yes, I got that. That's great.
Gotta keep it real.
People really need that.
SMH, yeah. It's a privilege.
People need a lot of things. You think everyone has water? People need water. Some people don't have water.
That's the frying pan of truth.
That is the real frying pan.
All right, let's take a turn for the opposite after that experience.
Wait, no respect for yourself?
No. A turn for the opposite of that strange vibe that Lisa has. And let's go to something a little more light and fluffy.
A little more heartwarming. I kind of wish that everyone would put on like a crocheted shawl every time I get my segment.
A beret.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I
Why
wish
don't
we would
we
all
get
put
some?
On studded leather jackets just to be even more opposite of Gavin.
Oh, no.
Okay, she should put on a no. crocheted
no.
scarf.
No, you guys
Kat, you should bring your
should.
Prayer shawl.
If someone needs a crocheted shawl, don't you dare make fun of my prayer shawl. Danny Cimarelli. You can sit on the floor.
Okay. It's time.
No, but I'm saying if you guys wore crocheted shawls, maybe you'd be a little bit more perceptive to the warm.
Sappy thoughts with Kat.
I just want to say really quickly that a crocheted shawl would make you less perceptive to warmth because you would already have warmth.
Is perceptive
the right word?
Yeah, yes. Maybe, depending. Whatever.
Very interesting.
Receptive, accept. No, just kidding, that's not right.
All right, what are your thoughts?
So, this is a safe space.
Today's
She's
segment
the safe space.
Is called How to Throw the Perfect Dinner Party.
Oh my gosh.
I've been crafting this segment since I was a wee 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it all started with my favorite author, Shauna Nyquist. If you know me in real life, I mention her probably at least once a day.
She does.
She literally does.
She's very inspiring. And I made, this wasn't inspired by her, but I made this playlist and it was called Dinner Party Extraordinaire. That's
yes!
where it all began.
She's had it for years.
I have.
It's
you
a
really
good
have.
Playlist.
I have. It's, and I've gotten so, not to brag, but I've gotten so many comments from people, so many bad comments, just kidding. I've gotten so many good comments from people like, what playlist is this? Is like, they thought it was like a real, like,
wow.
She turns around. She has glasses and a beret. It's actually my own.
Yes, I'm French. Okay.
And a giant spotlight so, just shines on her.
That being said, that was the birth of how I began throwing the perfect dinner party. Okay, so number one is invite quality people. You got to think about who you're inviting. Do they know each other? Do they gel?
Do they know you?
Okay, this is Catherine's segment.
Okay.
Not even.
Do they know?
Because that's a good first step. Think about it. People are all like, it's just like a bunch of chemistry. Are you guys even listening?
No, yes, it's for the readers.
Do you
okay?
even care?
It's for the readers.
Okay, it's all about the chemistry. So like, you know, you put in like a loudmouth like Lisa with like an intellectual like our brother Alex, and then
oh,
you just kind of get, you know, get a little zest.
I am also an intellectual. Continue.
You
okay,
are.
You okay. are. But, you know, I would say you're more of a loudmouth. Okay. In a good way. In a good way.
But
she's
sometimes
funny.
She's a quiet mouth, too.
Yeah.
Most but mostly
of
the she's
time. Hope you hope that she's in that mood.
Yeah, unless no, she's in a weird mood and
Amy,
then she'll never speak to any
Catherine.
Sorry, never mind, keep going.
Amy wants her own sappy thoughts segment, apparently.
All right, number two. You gotta cook good food. Now, if you need cooking lessons, I could gladly help you. I love to cook. But I would just say keep it simple. Okay? This is kind of a theme of the whole thing. This is, I can't take credit. Shauna Nyquist really inspired this for me, but it's not a performance, okay? You're not trying to be
like
this.
It.
No, it's not. You're not trying to be this grand chef, you know, tossing the pizza in the air, woo, spinning it on your finger. You're just trying to be yourself and invite people into a safe place where they can conversate and enjoy each other's company. So make sure your food is tasty and, you know, put your best foot forward, but don't try to impress people with your
don't
food.
Put on a show.
Just keep it simple. All right, number three. This also goes into what I just said, but this is having an inviting atmosphere. Now, your home, okay, it's a little weird maybe if you have, like, old food strewn everywhere. But
probably.
Not,
just
a little
weird.
Once again, bacon on the floor.
This is something Catherine walks into often. Old food everywhere. She's like, that's a bad dinner party.
She's like, that's a little weird.
No. Listen, so, but once again, it's not a performance.
She has,
so,
like, a checklist of bad dinner party everywhere you go. That's what you do when you're at your friends.
No.
Continue.
No, I'm just telling you my ideal. I'm not comparing it to some fictional bad food place. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right.
But it's not a performance. So you don't need to make your home this deep cleaned haven. My mom, bless her heart, but she would always have me like, well, she wouldn't have me. I guess I would kind of do it just because of her you know, perspective, but she would always, you know, encourage us to deep clean our house before we had guests over, which a lot of people like to do that. But I really think just make it, like, clean enough. Because if your house looks like a museum that's sparkling and pristine.
Just get all the rats out.
Yes.
Scorpions. And, you know, the, I almost said the anchovies, scorpions. But they're called, what are they called? Those creepy bugs? Roaches.
Oh, my gosh.
Anchovies out.
We have never had a roach
or a rat
in our house.
Or an anchovy.
We
have
not
had
rats.
Many roaches in our house because all our relatives have the last same
roach.
Oh,
my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
I like to say that I'm trying to describe a good dinner party, and you're talking about
rats and roaches.
And anchovies.
Anyways,
okay, let's get
now that people, now that our readers are thinking about freaking rats running around my dinner party, that is not a thing.
Okay.
So the last thing is the final touches. You know, like the sprinkle of sugar, the sprinkle of salt. Well, I like a lot of salt, so I'd be like, get that salt on there. But the final touches are, like I said earlier, the playlist. You got to have a good playlist. I should post mine on Twitter because
it's
pretty pristine. Pretty pristine. It really sets the mood. You want, you know what, some players like, yeah, like Lisa in the car, like hard rock, like, because then everyone's going to be like, you know, trying to chill. But you also don't want some like weird like hip hop playlist where everyone tries to feel cool and like, I got all this money. All
right,
like,
all right. I hear
that.
The shade. I hear
oh
the shade.
My gosh,
that
man,
was
she
not
directly
for you,
Danny. Mentioned me and did not mention you.
Danny, have you
look,
ever
I just want something to be about me for once.
Okay, let's see. Let me, what kind of a roast can I get? No, I'm just kidding.
What kind of a roast? Because we're talking about dinner parties, dinner
Okay, but yeah, gotta get that playlist. And also, last thing I'm gonna say is light some candles.
Oh yeah,
that will really add to the environment. Oh, also fresh flowers. That's
yes,
it's an investment. You know, $10 you don't want to spend, but I think it adds a lot. So
all right,
those are my tips.
Oh wait,
wow,
have a good dinner party.
That's amazing.
I actually do feel like I really learned a lot from that.
Oh,
I do too.
I don't think I did because I don't ever think I'm planning on having a dinner
yeah,
party.
Then why are you getting all mad at me?
Yeah, wait, you will still have dinner parties, Danny. All right,
I will,
words.
But I sure as heck will
Danny,
not call it a dinner
so
party.
You.
Yes,
will.
You will.
I will say, y'all
a
can
dinner.
Come over and I
a
will
meal
make
event.
Food.
A meal
no,
event.
That's
Danny.
A nicely veiled dinner party.
I'm a dinner party extraordinaire.
When you become a young adult, you will.
Yeah.
Don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Let's move along, ladies. That was
that was really informative.
Yeah, very informative. I really feel like I learned a lot. It was great.
Wow, I appreciate the compliment.
We're gonna do a story time with someone very special, someone very talented.
Is that you?
Me. Yeah, we're gonna do a story time with me. And the theme, going with cars and parking lots. The theme is a tragic relationship story. So
love gone wrong.
But also, didn't you hang out with this guy in your car in parking lots a lot?
Yes.
So
it's with the theme. So this is a story back to the time when I was Danny's age, I believe.
So what?
Are you
17
years ago? 30 years ago, I was 17.
57.
I'm 57. Yes. Nope. I was 17. Okay, so this is
that would be 47, guys.
Never
mind. 30
years. So I'm this guy.
I have been in school for 8 years.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. This is, listen, I was a late bloomer in every way except for career, early bloomer. Every other way, late bloomer. Very late bloomer. So I did not
What's that mean?
She didn't talk till she was 12.
It sounds like you. It sounds like you looked like a baby.
It's just like everyone was mature.
And then one day you popped into an adult.
Not intelligence wise either. Okay, but with socially, okay. Late bloomer. Okay, all my friends were just maturing faster than me, and I was just like, I just felt like so young,
still
especially
had
because
bangs.
Of them. Especially, I never had bangs because of them. Like I hung out with, you know, they're all younger than me, so I was always like, I was a little young. Whereas,
so you're
them,
saying it's our fault? No, I'm just kidding.
Lisa always hanging out with me. She was, you know, the opposite of that.
More aging up.
Whatever.
Okay, I like to say a quick point that every time Christina retells our childhood, she cuts me out of it. So she's always like,
"You're in the middle."
It was just and I went on an adventure, which I was present at. All in,
right,
like,
this is not
story.
A rant.
But anyway,
that was relevant though. Okay. So I had barely spoken to a boy. I was like, and I was 17 and I was starting to blossom. So I was like, yes, I'm finally growing up, you know, basically like the same place where my friends were when they were like 13. I was like, yes, I'll talk to a boy. So one good thing, though, is that I am a bit of a psychic with boys. Oh, it's a talent.
I was
going to
say psycho.
No, I could say that too. It's a talent. So I was at Town Center, and my brother's
Town Center is
the center of a town.
Okay, yeah.
And so we'd always make up code names for the boys that we liked, especially because I liked a lot of my brother's friends, and I couldn't say I didn't want him to figure out because he would be really mad. So
his older brother, if that gives you an image,
his code name was Medical Doctor because
initials
M and D were his initials.
It's gonna be real hard to figure out.
Yeah,
Monty. Diplomat.
Okay, so listen, I saw this dude out at Town Center, and he like drove by and he like looked at me, and I'd never spoken to him before, but we made eye contact, and I was like,
TM. He knew TM.
I was like, he thinks I'm cute. Okay. Psychic. So I was like, okay. So then this is where I date myself, as in not date myself, but you know, where
your
you
age.
Yes.
57.
I went on MySpace and I added him, and then he messaged me, and I was like, okay. So then we started hanging out. I snuck out the back door and I hopped over the fence
of our house.
I stayed up all night scrapbooking until she came home. It just shows how an innocent child I was. Anyway.
Okay.
Making a scrapbook for my best friend.
Okay. This is not your story.
Yes, it is.
No, okay. I went to hang out with him, and he was so sweet and innocent and cute, and it was so fun, and I was obsessed with him, and he was so nice. So I became obsessed real quick, and I was like, oh my gosh. We started hanging out a lot, and it was really fun. He was so cute. And then I was so young. I was 17. And then he started, like, barely texting back a little bit. And at night, he would just be like, you know, he'd normally say, like, good night with a smiley face. He started to, like, drop the smiley face. Good night.
Classic.
Then he dropped the punctuation. I was like,
did you say GN, Ben?
I didn't know. So
that was Lauren.
I had no experience to go off of because I was, you know, innocent, young, late bloomer lady. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, really, I'm pretty sure this means he's backing away, but I have no idea what's going on. So I was like, okay. And I don't know why. I was like, what the heck? I didn't harass you. I didn't stalk you. I didn't do anything
Christina's
wrong.
Smooth with the boys. Yeah.
I'm a really vibrant scary. Young woman. What is wrong? I wasn't thinking that. I think I was like, I don't know what's going on. So then he just like stopped talking to me out of nowhere.
Jerk.
And then I was like,
what? You drank that jerk stuff, Lisa.
I know. Jerk away. Jerk be gone.
Well, apparently it worked.
I was shattered. I was like, why did you stop talking to me? And he wouldn't answer me. So I was like, fine, I'm not gonna text him again. I'm not gonna text more than twice without an answer.
Never.
Not one of those people. So then.
Cold-hearted question mark.
I was shattered, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, and then I saw him again in Town Center with this crazy girl who was nothing like me. She was this blonde girl. I think she had, like,
wasn't
purple hair.
She wasn't that different because she was crazy.
She was almost like, yeah, kind of goth.
She was kind
of
goth.
She was like a wild woman in the ways that I am not a wild woman. So I was just like, okay, if he likes that, he's definitely not going to like my type. Oh. We are very different. So I saw that, and I was like, I was shook.
You were like,
I was
that guy
devastated.
Be me.
Yeah, I was devastated. She's like, why is he with her? She's so weird. Her hair is really weird. But you know, we learned.
Her hair was pretty weird. I saw it. It kind of looks like a bee's nest.
We learned that.
Is that a right thing? A bee's nest?
Yeah, boys don't care about
a beehive.
Hair as much as girls do.
Nest. Anyway, it looks
so
like a bird's nest.
I was devastated. But I actually want to give this a nice ending. So okay. I was devastated and was like, whatever, I'll move on. It took me 7 months.
Years.
Yes, I did keep.
I relate.
I kept track. 7 months to move on from him. And we barely, we probably were talking and like dating, hanging out, whatever, for like 1 month.
Dang.
1 month. It took me 7 months because I was so, he was so sweet. And finally I saw him later and he was like, hi. And I was like, oh my gosh, he said hi. Like I just saw him around.
Aww.
And I
grocery
texted him.
Grocery store, right?
Yeah. At the grocery store. And I texted him. I was like, hey, can you tell me why you stopped talking to me? Like, did I do something wrong? And he was like, no, you didn't do anything. You were perfect. And then I was like.
But he still didn't tell you why.
Yeah.
Like, if I was so perfect, why'd you?
Then why'd you want to talk to me?
What the rip?
But I understood. I understood. Wow. Like, he wanted He wanted a wild, crazy woman, you know?
Crazy.
So
white, stripy skunk hair.
So then,
okay.
Then I felt better. I was like, I don't know. It just gave me some closure. It was amazing. It was the best. I was like, that was the best way this could have ended. And then I moved on.
Love it.
So I had a good ending.
That's a good story.
I think the best way it could have ended is if he gave you half of everything he owned. But
he probably didn't own a thing.
Yeah, he probably owned like a Chevy.
Half of his car. Is that like $1?
He probably had a couple of gum wrappers.
Half his car that he lived out of.
Oh, okay. That's enough. Oh, and then he tried to add me on Facebook like 4 years later. Rejected. Blocked. Rejected.
She drank the syrup.
Finally.
Yeah. Wow. She didn't have to pay 30 grand.
Christina was born drinking the syrup.
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
Kat actually was.
And you know what? This is a teaser. I'm going to talk about that in the next episode. I'm going to talk about how I was born drinking that serum.
Good.
I'm going to talk about that.
I was the reverse.
All right, guys. Oh. What?
I was born.
He was born being.
Stop it! Okay.
Ew.
I was like, get it out.
Okay, we're done with them. We are done.
I got a cue of the day.
Oh!
Who's ready for a cue of the day?
Does everyone know what a cue
is? Cue of the day.
It is a question.
We are subjecting everyone to what we get subjected to.
It's not that bad.
Say wiget.
You're acting like I cut off your ankle every day.
Kat forces us.
I said a really gross thing, just like Lisa the other day. Like a cutting off toes thing. I was
last
like,
last night, Kat goes.
Don't say it.
Say it.
What'd you say?
Something about, she's like, if this boy doesn't like do something, then.
For you. I was for you, though.
Then I'm going to cut off his toes.
I'm gonna cut off his toes and wear them as a necklace.
You said that?
Because I was influenced by Lisa.
I've never been so proud of her. Catherine said that.
Wear his toes.
Yeah, and then Amy
necklace.
Said, yeah, hopefully talk to me soon. I said, hopefully.
I said, no, Kat, I don't think that you need to do that.
Anyway,
that's
I have a cue of the day. All right, hit it. So, we're all drivers now. Welcome to the club, Danny.
Okay, that was like a year ago.
Oh, you baby knew for a year.
Spit it out.
Okay, so we're now all drivers. Danny just got her license yesterday. What is the worst
car?
Amy! Amy thinks she can steal all of Catherine's
things. Amy thinks that she and Catherine are one amoeba, whatever you call it. Like, they are are the same.
Okay, stop.
I was literally thinking that in my head, and I didn't mean to say that.
Well, maybe you should separate your thoughts from your talking.
Extrovert problems.
So, my question is, what
car? Whoa. Amy, be careful.
Are you crying?
Lisa!
We're fine.
Everyone, okay, you need to pull it together right now.
Take a breath.
You know, she doesn't need to pull it together.
No, she does.
My question is, what is the worst car accident you've ever been in?
Mm. Can I just say, we're all going to have a really lame answer. There's like none of us like almost
died. I'll go last. Go.
Oh,
all right, I'll go. I got my license, and then a month later, I was driving in the parking garage. In a parking garage. And I turned too close to the cars, and I hit not one, but two cars.
Oh, no.
And let me just say something. My truck is a big truck, and I hit, like, a small car and another small car. And I took the bumper off of the one car, like, because I was turning. But then the second car that I hit, I just backed up. And so you couldn't tell that I actually hit it. So I don't think it had, like, a dent or anything. Like, here's what's happening. I was turning the corner, and the cars were, like, here. So the side of my car hit the back of the two cars. And, like, nose of my car hit the back of the second car. Does that make sense? So it was like this.
Yeah.
So the nose of my car didn't exactly leave a dent on the second car. So I just backed up.
And then you hit another one?
No, I'd already hit it. Oh. I just backed up, so it appeared as though I only hit one car. But I hit two.
Oh.
But you didn't do any damage.
I don't think I did. I checked. I was like, I don't think I made any miss on this car.
That's
so
good.
Well,
I'm a great driver now. I haven't hit a car since.
Have only had one. I couldn't think of a good word.
Incident.
Yes. I was going to church to help with food for
Christmas,
something, I don't know, giving food to people for Christmas, okay? And it was 6 in the morning.
Gotta make yourself look charitable before you admit your flaws.
And then I was, like, going to a spot in the parking garage, and I was really tired. So then I hit a car with, like, the side of my car when I was pulling in. But I was going really slow.
I didn't know about this. When was this?
This was, like, two years ago. Oh. This is the only thing I've ever hit in my entire life. And then I left a note, which apparently you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to actually stay there and call the police or something, but I didn't know that at that time. So I was just like, sorry, I hit your car. I wanted to say LOL, but I was like, it's probably insensitive. So I just like, sorry, I hit your car with my number. And they never called me. So I was like, cool. I guess it was a Christmas miracle.
Okay. Christmas miracle. That's actually really nice.
Right?
I did the
but
same
maybe
thing
I actually didn't do any damage. Maybe that's why they didn't call me.
All right, you got one. Okay, so mine isn't that interesting, so I'm going to kind of like
keep it
gloss
short.
Over. Yeah. And I have another thing instead to say. A funny moment of car history.
Oh,
so
no.
My worst thing was that I was like 18 and I was back coming out of the church parking lot and I backed into a parked car. That was a pretty low blow.
I think it was worse when you backed into our house.
I have to park in the tightest spot in our house, so that's not that bad.
Mine is
but
the tightest.
Here's a better car moment for me. So one time I was also at church. The Lord has cursed me. No, I'm just kidding. But I parked really badly because I got there and there were all these spaces available. So I was like, oh, okay, like there's tons of spaces. Like I'll just park badly and rush in there because I'm running late as usual.
We were all with us.
And I went over the line by quite a bit, but there were plenty of spaces.
In two spots.
So I come back and the whole parking lot is like packed. Turns out there was some big event that day.
There was a school, right? There was a school.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
It was packed. And I get back to my car and there's a note on my car.
I remember this.
It says, thanks for taking up two spaces, you selfish moron. I actually laughed. I really enjoyed it. I did. I guess I am a moron. I parked over the lawn.
One time, my mom, I don't know where I had to go. I mean, I think it's like she had to go take her car to the shop, so I had to follow her and drive her home. So I bring mine too. I woke up and immediately had to leave. I didn't know this was happening. So I'm like half asleep, and our old street was like a U-turn.
Oh,
like,
no. I remember
up
this.
Up a hill on a very sharp curve in the mountains of Malibu, and the trash truck is coming, and the streets are so narrow. Like, I don't know where we used to live. It was like in the 18th century. And I just turn. I'm like, probably make it. It's fine. And I literally drove straight into, I turned like straight into the trash truck and like scraped the whole side. I was like, yeah!
Wait. Didn't it like leave like a green
mark?
It was a big
green mark on my front bumper. But then I went home and we buffed almost all of it off. I was just paint.
Good. Excellent.
Heck yeah.
Excellent. Amazing.
Amy, got any car?
This is really, really short because I'm going to tell my whole thing later. But this is a different thing. One time I accidentally drove into a wall. I can't.
Well, guys, we're all gifted drivers.
I was not using my driving pillow. I was too proud to admit.
Oh, can you tell us about the
driving
pillow really quick?
No, no.
I have to sit on the pillow so I can see. So literally, I didn't have it.
How tall are you?
I'm 4'10". So like the nose of the van or whatever just goes straight down. So I couldn't see where it ended. So I drove in the park. And my license plate, our old license plate, is forever etched into the parking garage. At Pepperdine.
Wait, did I actually leave a mark?
Yes.
How fast are you like, I'm pulling into this parking spot.
It was
20 miles an hour.
It didn't do anything.
But it etched it into the wall.
Yeah, couldn't have been that slow.
It didn't do anything else to the car.
Okay, my turn. Okay. I'm just going to say two. I'll say one really quick one. Okay, this is not my fault at all. First of all, I want to say I have an excellent driving record. I'm an excellent driver. The first one is not my fault. I was in my own home where I lived, okay? And our brother's dumb friend, no offense, parked right behind me at night. Right behind me. So I just backed right into his car.
And it was like a black car.
On purpose?
No. Now what we know about him, I should have done it on purpose, and I should have kept going until it
fell. Garbage bag person. Anyway,
should have gone until it fell off the cliff. Honestly, but I didn't. So that was my fault. He was right behind me. It was pitch black. I didn't even look. Yeah, look behind your car first. Okay, but when I was 17, when I first got my license, this is the worst moment. My dad ruined my life for like a year after this because he was so mad about this. But
she had a Mercedes.
Okay, I had a Mercedes. Okay,
it was a really hand-me-down from our dad.
A really nice.
Okay,
really,
listen.
Really
so,
nice.
Stop. So I had a Mercedes, and I was in school. I was 16. I was in college. Oh wait, I was 17 at this point. Maybe I was 17. My second year of college. I don't know. I was 17. I think I was 17 or 16. I was 17, and I was really, really tired. I stayed up till like 3 or something. I stayed up really late writing a paper the day before. I think this is when I did the 8-page paper a day before and got an A+ on it, by the way. But anyway, it was like the big project of the whole year in political science. And I was so tired. So I was driving and I was just like, you know, in and out of consciousness, very safe way to drive. And this lady was in front of me and she had a van and she had a flower. She was like a flower delivery person and she was driving so slow. And she kept, and it was because she was looking, I figured this out later. She was looking at trying to find the address to deliver it to. So I'm just driving and I'm like, come on, lady. I used to drive really fast. I got a few speeding tickets. I do not have any since, by the way, but I used to drive way too fast. So I'm like, come on, lady. And I'm like, way too close to her. And I'm like, ugh, because I'm trying to get home in my neighborhood. And then.
You couldn't just go around her?
No.
You definitely could have.
I didn't do that. So then she stops because she finds the house finally, and I'm like tailgating her, and she stops, and I don't even notice. I'm just like, probably like yawning or something. And then bam, I just barely, it feels like a light tap. I'm like, oh, I lightly tapped her car. So I'm like, start to try to like back up. The car is not backing up. I'm like, what's going on? So I get out. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I'm looking at my car, and it's like crunched in the front. And I'm like, what? It felt like it literally barely tapped the car, and the car will not start. And it was like right in my neighborhood. So all my neighbors, so this boy sad. I had a crush on, just driving by. I'm like. Yeah.
Well, she drove into his bushes while she was learning.
Yeah, when I learned how to drive. That's another story. So then I call my mom, like, I had an accident. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yes. And my dad literally brought it up for the next, I think, two years.
I thought it was like 10 years.
Did you say what happened to the
every
car?
Every single day, the car was totaled.
How did you? That's
so because I didn't learn. Yeah, so I didn't. Sad. I didn't know that's what happens when you lightly tap a car going 20 miles per hour.
So then, dad got.
So then he got me a white minivan, his least favorite color and his least favorite car
as a punishment.
But it was a new. But it was a new.
It was a new car. I should have been. I should have been so grateful.
I was going a decent speed and I rear-ended someone in the Escalade and it felt like a bang. Like I thought that would have happened to. Like the same thing, and I got out, and like there was literally no damage on the car. I think this is more of like a tank.
Yeah,
that's like the nicer ones are made to like crumble.
And the song that was playing during it, I cannot listen to it ever since.
Wait, what song?
It was all that you said. All that you
said. Oh my god!
I don't listen to it ever since then because it's like the worst moment of my life.
Triggered, man.
Woo! Dang. Moving on. Let's go to something that's nice rough. And light.
Oh honey.
Let's do some notes.
Oh honey.
Let's do some notes. Me to self.
Time
with
for some notes,
Danny.
It is a great day. All right, so the reason why it's a great day is because one, I look good. Two, I had a full breakfast and I never do that. Three, I had extra Starbucks from yesterday in the fridge and I finished it today. Anyway, the last thing is the other reason why this is a good day is that my theme today is men.
Oh my gosh!
I just really
the name of a segment.
Yeah,
no, so
Danny. Okay.
I just really appreciate men. So this one is a quick appreciation for men, and these. These all have to do with guys. So the first one is do not go on those rides at the fair where it's like, oh, that's a great idea. I think the one at our fair is called like the Himalaya or something where it like spins in a circle really fast and you're in these like carts and one person gets squished, okay? So the reason why...
You're on a track and it goes...
Yeah, you're on a track and it goes in a circle. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So the reason why I should never do this is because someone gets squished. So never go on that unless you are with a man because men... love to sit in the end and get squished.
They love it.
Like, they're like, I'll sit there, it's fine. Like, it's great. So, unless you're with a guy, like your
I
friend
love
or your man.
Your body crushing
literally,
my
literally. Literally. So, if you are so with, fun. If you're with your mans, if you're with your friend who is a guy, whatever, anything, you can go on that ride. But
if
not,
you're with girlfriends,
if you're with girlfriends,
so
you will regret it. Your hips right. will get squished. Okay.
Okay.
The next one, and I'm not going to do any more after this. I'm just doing two. My last one is only go canoeing with men.
Whoa, yes.
This is kind of sexist.
Is sexist.
This is kind of sexist. I'm not going to lie, but I'm sorry. I have to say it. I went canoeing. This is personal experience. I went canoeing with Lauren and then like four other girls. Literally. Four other girls. And then we only had like two guys, right?
Yeah.
Two or three. And there was like a lot of girls. So like, my canoe only had me, the designated man, and then my friend Lucy and my friend Bradley, who is a girl. And so
wait, you're all really like
yeah, we're all
scrawny.
Like small,
really
like we're all
strong.
Small. We're not like yeah tough, like we're all small.
Yeah,
so
tough.
We were canoeing, and we kept going into these like into the walls of the river, I guess you could say. And we kept hitting these trees that were full of spiders.
Oh my god!
The spiders kept falling in our canoe. I didn't know this was turning into a horror story. And
that is like a
wait,
nightmare.
That is
listen,
literally my
listen,
nightmare.
And I'm not really scared of spiders, so I was like,
oh
I was
gosh,
like killing all the spiders.
Wait,
but I was just thinking. They were pretty big. I was just thinking, like, wow, if I had a man right now in this canoe, like, I wouldn't have to do nothing. Like, he would be like, yeah, guys, I can kill all the spiders, and he would kill all the spiders
wait,
for
that's
me.
Disgusting.
So, like, Lauren, for example, she was in a canoe with guys. She did not infested with spiders. She did not run into the wall. Actually, you probably did a couple times.
But yeah, I did.
For the most part, she didn't run into the wall. She didn't have to worry about anything, okay?
Yeah.
I literally had to use Bradley's shorts that she wasn't wearing. She was wearing a swimsuit to squish the spiders because I wasn't wearing shoes and that she never wore them again.
Why are there all those spiders hanging out in
trees?
So,
yeah, moral of the story is if you are a small girl like me, I mean, I'm not short, but I'm small, okay? You see this wrist, Connie? If you're a small girl like me,
you see this wrist.
Don't go on the really fast spinny rides at the fair that crush you unless you're with a guy. And do not go canoeing unless you have a man with you.
Oh, wait, no, wait. I think, though, if you went canoeing with Christina, you'd be fine. Because for me...
You need someone with, like, a bodyguard personality.
No, yeah, you need someone who can actually push a paddle through water, which is not me. But I think Christina actually could.
Guys, this is not your notes to self.
Oh, Danny, tell us
these are my notes.
Break your notes to self.
Oh, yes. All right, so I have something to bring up from the first week. I mentioned don't eat ice cream in a dark car.
I did this.
Yes, and Lisa did this, and so did I. After we talked about it. We both ate ice cream in a dark car, and what happened?
Nothing. I did it while I was driving. It was fine. But I was thinking about it. I was like, you know.
She was thinking about it.
I shouldn't be doing this.
She shouldn't be doing it. But listen, I did it. And you know what happened? I was eating a Frosty and some chicken nuggets in the car, you know, whatever, while I was driving. Not going to lie, I was driving.
Frosty and chicken nuggets.
It's amazing.
I had that. I love it.
I dropped some of the Frosty on my shirt. God. And I was like, I should have listened to myself.
Tragic.
Weeks ago.
What color was the shirt?
I don't remember. I think it was dark, so I saved myself. Okay. I probably honestly like licked it off, but not going to lie.
Okay, that's very TMI. Amy.
Ooh.
It's time to hear your current
crisis.
Amy's not
okay,
current,
Amy's current crisis definitely turned into one of my favorite segments. Continue.
Thank you. This is not
after
two
episodes
per se crisis, but this is a dang crisis that happened in my life. So this is the crisis of my cursed car.
Her cursed car.
I couldn't tell what you said. Her car was cursed.
That was cursed.
We need subtitles when Amy speaks.
It all started.
I'm kidding.
August. Okay, ooh. Number one thing that happened with the curse. I got a speeding ticket.
You don't need
to
speed.
Let me say something. Amy literally drives like a dead person.
Yes. I was like, literally.
She goes
okay,
like 10 under at all times.
This is the worst thing ever because this is literally no good deed goes unpunished because I was driving back from volunteering with disabled children, listening to Christian music to practice for our Alive album.
Oh my gosh.
And I got a ticket because I wasn't paying attention. So that was a curse. Number one curse. Number two, someone freaking hit my car. Did not leave one note. There was giant scratches.
That was a big, like,
that was really scratch. Bad. Number three, that was in September. In December, another person hit my dang car and didn't leave a note like Lauren. Not even an LOL. And they backed into the whole back panel. It cost thousands of dollars. Thank you.
Oh
and
my.
Then I lane changed into somebody. I lane changed into this rude lady who was really not nice. She literally
maybe because you lane changed.
Maybe because
I'm so sweet to people when they lane change it to me.
It was so bad. But like I was legitimately crying my eyes out. Okay.
So
and she goes. The cop goes. She goes. It was all her fault. I was like, okay, thanks.
That's what I would
he's
do.
He's like, why don't you guys just you know settle this with your insurance or whatever? You don't even need to bring it to insurance. It's not gonna be that bad. And lady's like, no.
Let me just say something. Amy is a small person. She has to have a driving pillow, and her car, which is what, a Cadillac something something?
Yeah,
what
STS.
Is it? It's like a smaller Cadillac. The point is, when you're in it, you can't see. Okay, like
wait,
I
really?
Look out the back.
That's
I look out the back. I'm like, what's going on? I can't see.
So literally, so I had to stretch
in your
the
opinion.
Front, in the back. I go to get it fixed. And they break the stereo. They fix it. And nothing bad has happened since I got it fixed in, dang. Like, April. So it's been, a, like, really... Oh, then I washed... My keys went through the washer.
Oh, yes.
And I locked them in the... I locked them in the car
once,
too.
Sounds like you are cursed,
so
not your car.
That was the curse of the car. And I told this to this guy one time. He goes, your car isn't cursed. You're just a bad driver.
Oh!
excuse me.
He had the frying pan of truth.
Amy wasn't driving when she put her keys in the washer. She wasn't driving when two people hit her car.
When her stereo got when broken. That was not her fault.
Yeah, it sounds like a real curse to me. I mean, I'm not an expert, but
I guess.
I think I could diagnose her.
Wait, what's a good?
I had to tell him, no, I am a good driver.
Good. I'm glad.
I was not driving. I just lane changed into somebody.
Look, we all
it wasn't even that bad, okay?
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. So I had, like, the whole side of my car was damaged. I had the front damage and the back damage. So that's that was a
but
ginormous
it's
crisis.
But now it's fixed, right?
Rectified. Everything is good.
Okay. We're
except
good.
The front bumper that I hit, right?
Yes.
That's not fixed. One time I was driving Amy's car and I parked and I was driving too fast. I didn't even have my license yet. And I parked and I'm not used to driving little cars. I learned to drive an Escalade and I drive a truck. So like I'm used to like being able to hit the curb and not scrape your bumper because you don't touch it. Yeah. So I like pulled up and I hit the like parking thing
or
something.
She cracked the bumper.
I cracked the bumper.
But it's not like that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. She'll still fix it.
Thank you. Thank you for your
thank
openness.
You for that, Amy.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for your vulnerability.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your current crisis. We look forward to hearing your next one. We're going to wrap this up, guys. We have the Cimarelli Challenge for this week, and this is pick a friend or two. And ask them how they are doing with the genuine intention of listening to them and sharing something, too.
Tell us
about it with hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast.
Oh, yes.
Tweet that. And we'll pick some of our faves, you know, give a little like, maybe a retweet.
Let me
on
just
Twitter.
Say something. I did this last night.
Yeah, let's do things a I demonstration.
What?
Let's do a demonstration of it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Danny, how are you doing?
Wow, she really sounds like she wants to listen.
No, she does.
No, look, I'm looking you in the eye.
That was the point.
No, and then you say,
that was a demonstration.
So bad.
I'm so bad. My extensions are hurting my head.
All right.
And I didn't put deodorant on today.
Oh, I have some. You can use it.
I had to eat eggs for breakfast because we had nothing else.
And I listened to everything she
said,
and then I gave her some support. I'm so sorry. And then I say, you know, I had a rough morning, too. I cried this morning.
Aww.
And then she's supposed to ask why I cried.
But
yeah.
Cry?
So there you go.
See, because
you
were
there.
I really like this challenge because some people are really good at sharing. Some people are really good at listening. But we all need to practice doing both. Because other people are important and you are important. You can't put it all on either
one.
Wait, hold on. Really quick. Sorry. I was saying something.
Oh, sorry.
I did this last night. My friend came over and she cried and I was hugging her and she was crying and we were talking and it was right after Lauren and I had a conversation how I need to listen to people more because I'm a really good listener. I just don't do it that much. So I did it and I lived in my gift of giving advice.
Good
and
job.
I had the thing where you're giving advice and you feel like you're possessed and you just say all these
possessed
things.
Possessed with
like
a good
amazing,
spirit.
With a good thing.
Yeah.
And
good
you say
possessed
all these good things.
With the Lord. The Lord
and
is
it was
speaking
great.
Through you.
And I was so happy.
Came upon
so I'm just
excellent.
Saying,
thank
I'm saying,
you.
Do this because it'll make you feel good.
Good job, good job, good job. Lisa, do we have an inspirational pondering to end on?
First thing that comes to mind is just word replacement, you know? I just want to inspire you with two things I've been saying lately. One is kiss my elbow. The other is holy shark. Or I hate that I say this. I don't even think it.
Oh,
and sometimes when I get really, I'm like alone, you know, and something really big happens, I say, holy Sharknado. Why would I ever say that?
God, I don't
and every time I say it, I go, ew, no. But I say it out loud. I can't stop myself. Holy Sharknado. So I want to inspire you with those two phrases. Take
word
them
replacement.
And use them as you please.
But don't forget about the number one, which is I don't give a rip.
I don't give a rip.
A rip or rip ooh. That.
Or
and I'd like to
off.
Give Marcus Johns credit for that.
Okay,
wonderful,
that
wonderful. Invigorating. Truly,
truly
invigorating. That's enough. Thank you so much. For joining us.
Thank
we got
you.
More coming up. Stay
yeet.
Tuned for the next one. Take a listen to Cars and Parking Lots.
And get out.
And tweet us. Hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast.
We would love to hear your thoughts.
Yep.
See you guys later.
Podcast.
Okay. Goodbye to all of our readers. We love you all.
Bye, readers.
Everybody do this.
No.
I can't do that. I can't.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.